I was super attractive to all the girls that I thought was unattractive, and all the chicks that I liked thought I was fucking nasty.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts, and if you are listening, thank you. Right? First and foremost, I want to say that if you're watching on YouTube, all right, make sure you help us out with the algorithm, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we are available wherever podcasts are distributed. Right? I know YouTube ain't always everybody's jam. But if you want to hear my sexy voice on the mic with just the mic, no camera, all right, by all means. All right, on the other end of the spectrum, we got my boy Matt. Say what's up to the people, man. Give me your words of wisdom, bro.
Hey man, you know what I'm doing, man. You know I'm over here, passport, throw it the fuck it. No, I'm kidding. Nah, man, but yeah. I'm still over here in Korea. But hey man, listen, there's one thing I learned while being here, and I'm being honest with you, man. Like, choose your friends wisely, right? It's an easy way to choose good friends, right? So simple as this. If your homeboy just got shot or got shot at, and you want to make friends with him, guess what can happen to you? You can get shot. See what I'm saying? So I'm that's all I gotta say, man. It's easy to pick your friends. You wanna be wealthy, find somebody rich and hang out with them, right? Because that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna get the residuals from that, right? As in being in partnership with those kind of people. I don't know a rich person, right? But I'm trying to find one, right? I'm not saying I'm trying to suck up and try to be these people friends just to be their friends. It's just something I just saw, right? As in me moving here, well, not moving here to Korea. I've been in Korea for almost 3 weeks now, right? And meeting some other people, new people, right? It's just so much different, man. It's so much different from where we grow up and how that stuff works. All I'm saying is, right, I can see where my path would go if I stay here and I hang out with these people, right? I mean, I can just see it, right? Because they're trying to move me in a direction to do certain things. So just pick your friends in a field in which you would want to go, or whatever the case is that you would want to try. All right, and that's just my word of wisdom for the day. I didn't have a good way to sum that up. Hopefully you guys got it right. It's simple, right? It's simple. If your homeboy just got shot, you might get killed. That's all I'm saying. All right, just pick your friends carefully. That's all I gotta say.
No, absolutely. And we got a topic that we're gonna get on a little bit later that also has a lot to do with that. But before we go ahead and we delve into that, one of the things I wanted to start with, right? All right, so during my week, when I'm looking for content on this internet that we all like to use all the time, right? There was a topic that I ran into that kind of caught me by surprise, but it shows you the real of just who you are, right? And the question was, how did you find out where you sit on the attraction scale when it comes to the opposite sex? So each of us is different, right? And what I mean by the attraction scale is, let's say you got Chris Brown, and then you have just your regular run-of-the-mill dude, right? So depending on who you are, and I'm not even talking about in regards to like the money. We're just talking about just based off of looks, right? How did you find out where you were on the attraction scale? And I can say for myself, I learned pretty early on, right? I learned that there's going to be some women that are going to find me extremely attractive, right? And then there's also going to be other women on the other side of the spectrum that are going to be like, all right, well, I'm not really feeling this dude. Like, he's not really my cup of tea. And I learned it because when I was in middle school, I remember, I was feeling this young lady, and We were vibing, we was holding hands and whatnot at school. And the next day, she pop up and she got a whole other dude that looked remotely like Chris Brown. And that's when I learned where I sat on the attraction scale. I wanted to ask you, bro, how did you figure out where it is that you sit on the attraction scale when it came to the opposite sex?
I don't know, man. This is a good topic, man. I wish like I could have prepared myself for this, but I'm going to be drawn out long, probably long-winded trying to explain myself. I'm not the most concise or succinct when it comes to explaining myself. But anyways, I think the attraction scale, because it's subjective, just like my man just stated, right? It can be deceptive because you won't know where you stand. So what I'm trying to say is, I was super attractive to all the girls that I thought was unattractive, and all the chicks that I liked thought I was fucking nasty. So I mean, it's confusing. I'm like, man, am I just it's just the ugly girls just want to like me, right? But they don't like anybody else. I just think it's just messed up, man. I'm sorry to say you're ugly if you do see this, and you know, you because you y'all know who y'all are. I mean, I love y'all. I'm being honest with you. I'm being totally honest. I'm no playboy or nothing. I just had a few little girls that used to chase me around, and I was like, ew, because I didn't like them. I was corny, especially in high school, right? But it's deceptive, man. And I've always thought I was at the bottom, right? I thought you know, obviously five is in the middle. I thought I was right there teetering under five, right? That's where I thought I've always been on the attraction scale, right? Right here. Five in the middle. I'm right here, right? Sometimes I feel like I make it. Sometimes I fall back down, right? That's how I felt. It's confusing. And it's recently at work, I was talking to one of my female co-workers, and she's like, "You don't think you're attractive?" An attractive young lady, right? Too young for me. Right, close to my son age, probably a little bit older, right? And I was like, I just, and the same thing, right? I told her, I always felt like I was teetering the five. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm always teetering that five, man. And she was like, and I don't know if she's just giving me a compliment, trying to make me feel nice or whatever, right? She's like, I think you're above the five. I think you're a decent young man. Well, decent is average, but I mean, that's what she stated. But I know what she is inferring, right? But yeah, it's confusing. Confusing. I know I'm not no eight, no nines or no ten, you know what I mean? I know that for a fact. For a big, I'm talking about not now. I get it, man. I'm older, right? I'm talking about in my prime, you know what I mean?
And see
Like I
that
said,
that
man, I'm gonna be yapping over here.
now, so that's the funny thing. So the original, and I wish I could find a video that the original creator posted, right? So she kind of responded to that old coffee date video that that girl had, because she was like, you know, men aren't broke, men are confused. And what she was getting at was, she was like, you know, because sometimes you'll meet a man in your Instagram and he'll say, "Dang, you're like, damn, your ass fat," and she'll reply with, "Oh, it ain't even that fat." And then all of a sudden they have a date, or not even a real date. She comes over, she smashes, and then they go on about their merry little way. But when it comes to just the average run-of-the-mill man that actually wants to court you get a different level of treatment, where they want everything. They want dinner, they want a movie, they want all these other things. And it's up to you as a man to understand and not take it on the chin. Well, to take it on the chin and just say, "Hey, I'm not that attractive, so I'm gonna have to put forth more steps in order to get the same level of stuff that these people are able to get." And that was pretty much the thing. It just, you have to come to the conclusion where you are on that attraction scale. And you have to adjust. And you can't be upset about it when somebody looks at you and don't necessarily see you as the most attractive person.
I mean, just to wrap this up real quick, man. I know that's like I said, I wish I could have prepped, right? It's something I learned later in my adult life. Even if you feel like that four, right? You move with that confidence like you're a 10, All right, you might get shut down, but I'm telling you, it's gonna make it worth it for you. I promise you. Right now, I move like if I'm approaching a female, I act in my first what I do. I put it in my head like, hey, you live in a mansion, and you drive a motherfucking LaFerrari, right? That's the confidence I walk up to her with. And yeah, I might get shut down, and then I just move on about my business, right? That's all it is, man. But you got to build that confidence. I mean, that's just my strategy. You can do whatever the hell you want. And you probably have a better one already. So do you. All right.
Fact. I mean, don't let that get you down. And I'm gonna just leave it at that, right? Because a lot of times we let these things get us down. All right, just take it and figure out your way to adjust. All right, so I know you said you watched the fight last night. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts and to see how'd you feel about the fight. Did you watch any of the undercard fights or did you just watch the main event?
Now, I just watched the main event because I was out. Obviously, I'm in a different time zone, right? So I'm watching the fight at, what was it? It was one, it was like 1:20 it came on, 1:20 p.m. local time in Korea, right? So kids are at the little playground playing, got my phone out. So I was like, I gotta watch the kids. So I told my daughter, like, listen, if you need me, I'm gonna be sitting right here, right? I was like, go ahead and go play. It's like these indoor park that they have here, right? And then they have a, it's called a kids cafe. And then the kids go play, and then they have like a little dining area where most of the parents stay, right? Because it's Korea, ain't nobody kidnapping your kids. Everything is CCTV camera. Not saying it won't happen, right? I'm just saying the odds of it is really, really, really low, right? So most of the parents just chilling, eating, socializing with their friends, right? Kids playing, right? And I was just like, you need me, come right here. And I went over there, turned my little camp, my phone on, and watched the game. Thank you, Netflix. Shit. But all that to say, I know I'm rambling about where I'm at. I think Bud is the best fighter to ever do it. I'm not saying this because of after the fight, that little commentary. I've always said it, Bud had never ducked anybody, right? And he's gonna give it to you. He went up what two weight class just to fight this fight. That's crazy, right? And he dominated this bigger dude and made it look easy. All right. Bud has never ducked anyone, bro. At first, I used to think this dude was just mouth, but hey man, that man can back that shit up. Bud is the best to ever do it. Better than Muhammad Ali. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Better than Mike Tyson, right? Better than Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, you're still holding second to me, dog. I'm just saying, I don't care what nobody say. You hold second to me, but Bud just exceeded you. And that's just my take on it. I don't give a fuck. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want. All right.
That fight reminded me a lot. It reminded me a lot of Mayweather when Mayweather fought Canelo. Except Bud has stronger punching power. And we talked about Bud before when we talked about that video of his mom, you know, and they had the whole interaction and whatnot. He has all the tools to be the best. And the theory still stands. You have to have a hard upbringing to be the best in a sport that is all about exhibiting violence. And he's amazing. And he looked like one of the best boxers I've ever seen in that ring last night. Hands down. But yeah, I just
But
kind of wanted to
he took
give
it
him
multiple.
I just wanted to give him his
Yeah,
props for being there, bro.
my bad, man. My bad. I know. I'm just saying, man, like to show how dominant this dude is, right? He played him in three different phases, right? He showed him, like, listen, I'm faster than you, right? I can move, right? Like, because at first, right, he was just like moving around, he couldn't touch him. Then he went with the power, right? He stood there in the pocket with him for a little bit. And showed him, like, listen, I can stand here and dominate you and what you're good at. Go and look at this video again, man. I watched that. I scrutinized. Listen, I was sitting there detailed watching this shit, man. Dude is the greatest. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. That's just me personally. And I ain't talking about no error because that's what he was talking about. Fuck the error shit. This dude is the best to ever fucking do it. He's the GOAT of boxing. Period. That's my take on it.
That's a hefty take, and a lot of people
I don't give a
definitely gonna
fuck.
feel good about it. Yeah. That's a hefty take.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this man hasn't ducked anyone. He called everybody out that was somebody, right? Most people ducked him, right? Listen, if I was Bud, I'd wrap it up. I'm being honest with you. And it's a big money fight. You can do that second fight. I would do the second fight to make money. Even if you lose, you're still that man. Doesn't even matter. But it's up to you. I'll just walk it away, man. I don't know. That's just my take on it. Because there ain't nobody else out there. Ain't nobody else out there. What y'all gonna want him to do? Move up to heavyweight? You know, there's nobody else out there. And he should not move to heavyweight. I don't give a fuck. On his best fucking cheat day, that man is not making 200 and, well, I know it's, you can get in there. Was it 205, I think, ends the light heavyweight. Not on his best cheat day, he's gonna make that. You know what I mean? Then you're gonna have a dude that's like 300 pounds. He's the best, man. We can move on with the show. I know we kind of, you know, we just threw that in there, right? Wasn't part of it.
Got you.
I just love boxing. I love.
You good? There's a lag, and I'm trying to like compensate for it. You good?
Oh yeah, shit, man. I know. I mean, on the other side of the country, I know it probably takes a while. But no, I'm just into combat sports like that. That's all I was saying. You know what I mean? So I can just yap on this forever. You know what I mean?
Got you. Hey, so next we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna move into our valid or fuck out of here segment, where we play a video or we read something and we talk about if the person involved in that scenario is valid for their reaction or if they need to get the fuck out of here. All right, and I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna cue up the first video.
Things that we did to each other and we still stayed. Disclaimer, we're not posting this for people to judge our relationship because we were both very happy and comfortable in our relationship, right? Yeah. So at around our 4 month mark, we went to visit my family and I gave him my mom's phone number so they could, you know, settle the flights, information, everything. And I found out that he was sending dick pics to my mom before we went on the trip.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you were with a girl and she was sending some explicit pictures to your parent, would you stay in a relationship with that person?
Come on, man. I think, listen, we're different for a reason, right? You sending my dad dick, I mean, pussy pics. I can't fuck with you. I might smash, but like, it ain't going no further than me smashing. That's it. I don't know where else to go with this, right? I don't know.
Yeah, nah. It's just, and I chose that one just because I thought it was funny and it was something that I found that was just quick and easy and it was just kind of funny. But there's no way in the world, unless there's some weird stuff when it comes to the phone numbers, like maybe the phone numbers are one off and maybe it's not saved in a phone or something like that. But there is no reason or excuse for you to be sending explicit pics to the person that you're with's parents, right? And we're pretty lenient on this podcast when it comes to that type of stuff. So just knowing that you're sending it to my parent, nah, we would have had to dead that real quick. And homeboy in the video, he looked
I don't
miserable. Now go ahead.
know. No, finish.
Now you good. That's all I had to say. Homeboy in the video just looked miserable, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, listen, it's two things that's probably gonna make him do that, right? Two things that I'm inferring that caused him to do that. Mom asked for it because, like, most people know, like, hey, I'm not gonna fuck this shit up, right? Because he's just getting the meter. And most dudes just gonna wanna get that smashing at least if you're spending all that time. Like, I'm at least get this smashing and I ain't gonna fuck it up fucking with her mom. So her mom probably asked for that picture. Or dude is packing, right? And he knows he always get away with it because he packing and he know mom's probably gonna go for it. So hey, he took his chance. Like, hey, look at this. You see what I'm saying? Mom's probably single too. I don't know if she's married, but that's a brave man because I'm almost guaranteeing she is mom single too because he'd have to worry about the pops whipping his ass. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's about
Mom probably like, let me see that snake you trying to get my daughter.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I
Right.
told you, if your mama run around like that, she out of pocket. And of course, you can't marry into a family like that. Of course, you gotta do the deed because it's a good story to tell, but you can't marry something like that.
All right, so I'm just saying, I know you're a married man, but just think about your early days. This is your early you, right? Your early you, not now. If the mom would have been like, listen, you can fuck with my daughter. You got to be slinging it on my side every now and again. I think every dude's taking that. Well, I'm gonna say, I'm just throwing a percentage on it. 99.9% of niggas, no, I'm taking that deal. Shit, fuck that. I'm a
It
single
for
man. I'll do
me,
whatever the fuck I want.
it would depend on the timing, right? And how the mom actually looks. But the timing matters. Like right now, in this era in my life, well, I'm not even talking about married me, right? Just in this era of just where I'm at, just spiritually and mentally, I wouldn't do it. But call me about 7, 8, 9 years ago. Yeah, I would have done it.
Think about the best situation for you to cheat, man. Is what it'd be like, yo, listen, you tripping, you know what I mean? I'm gonna talk to your mom about this, man, just to see if I'm bugging. I'm gonna go to your mom's crib to see if I'm bugging. I'm gonna talk to your mom, you know, she's probably level-headed. It's your mom. See what she gotta say about it. And I'll be right back. Yo, that's crazy. I'm
Yeah.
gonna stop by your mom's crib. I think I should get your mom a gift, man. Your mom is so nice to us.
You're
I'm gonna drop it. Hey,
wild boy.
finding every opportunity goes to mom's crib and shit.
You're a wild boy, man.
I'm just being honest. That'd be the easiest way to cheat, bro.
Me see. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pull up the next one. All right, I can go with this one.
A lot of parents.
All right. The teacher, is he valid for his response?
Teacher valid. Teacher all the way valid. From my perspective, I mean, is it cool for me to give a story? I mean, I'm just gonna run through it real quick, man. Listen, I had a third grade teacher, Mr. Antoine from Haiti. I remember I first walked into Mr. Antoine class because I was a late. I mean, I was living in New York and I had just got there. So I got there in like in the middle of school. And I got there, I got to my class, and I see this teacher pick this little student, third grade. Think about it, that's 8 years old, right? Pick this damn student up, right? Because they was acting up, slammed him on his desk, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I sat my ass, perfect student up in that motherfucker. I was like, this man is not slamming me on the table. I think he's valid. Right, these kids need some damn respect, and if y'all not doing it at home, if a teacher want to, right, like Mr. Antoine, like I said, I'll never forget him, right? Body slam that kid. PS268, Mr. Antoine. I know you retired by now, so I mean, I ain't doxing you, all right? PS268. Shit.
Yo, it's funny.
Hey.
It's funny because I also got a story, right? One, I think the teacher is valid. However, there's other ways that he could have handled that. But I do have a story, right? So when I was in high school, there was so we had this Spanish class. The Spanish class was so unruly that they ran a teacher out of there already previously. So then we get a new teacher, this African dude named Mr. Mamadou. Mr. Mamadou come in there, he ain't with the shits. Right? He already got an accent. He speaks a couple different languages. So Mr. Mamadou, like Spanish, he was teaching it to us, but it was hard for us to kind of understand Mr. Mamadou. I remember this young lady walked up to Mr. Mamadou, got in his face, started clapping off at the mouth. Mr. Mamadou pulled his hand back, pimp hand strong, and slapped the shit out the girl. After Mr. Mamadou slapped the girl, she ran. We had cell phones at the time, so she called her mom and whatnot. They had a conference with Mr. Mamadou. Mr. Mamadou still worked there. So the school already knew that these kids was running teachers out of this classroom, and they sided with Mr. Mamadou. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I wasn't even upset. I was just, and the girl was my friend too. I was just like, well, you probably should have sat down and listened to what Mr. Mamadou had to say.
Bet your fucking Spanish is fluent right now. Fluent as fuck.
Mr. Mamadou. And he was not fucking around. But I say that to say these teachers, one, they don't get paid enough to be dealing with your kids. And the way that that young man, because he was bigger than the teacher too. The way that young man yoked up that teacher, put him on the floor real quick, it was already embarrassing. The girl that he was getting ready to run up on was laughing at the teacher. So he came, put him in a little chokehold. He won the situation, got him out the classroom. He valid.
Hey, young boy played defensive line, bro. I'm telling you. That blocker came, my man hit him with get on that damn floor, man. Went right around him. Hey, sign that young boy for D tackle. He got a future.
I ain't gonna lie to you though, as a grown man in that classroom, when one of them kids put you down like that, I know it's embarrassing. I seen the look of embarrassment in that man's eyes when he got off that floor. He wasn't gonna let him just go ahead and he was gonna die for his respect that day. Even if that young man would have whooped his ass, he would have died in that classroom that day. I seen it in his eyes.
That's a fact. He put that man in a sleeper. He out. Word on the street is young boy still in that hallway sleeping. He is with that motherfucking sleeper hole. A man still sleeping. Shit, cause he couldn't even do nothing. When he put him in that sleeper, listen, he had that shit tight. Just think about it. That young boy, if he really wanted to, could have frailed and shit. That shit was sunk in there. And I know what those headlock feel like. You know what I mean? Them play wrestling days, boy. Somebody know how to do a headlock real right. And the teacher did that shit perfect. He went around, grasped that hand behind the head, and you push that head forward. Listen, that young boy still sleeping.
So let me ask you this. After a situation like that, do you think the kid needs to be removed from that classroom after that?
The teacher, the student go. Teacher was valid. Teacher breaking up a fight. He's keeping the discipline in the classroom, right? Making sure somebody don't get hurt. That's
Now,
all
what
he
I'm saying
did. He
is,
took the boy.
after they suspend the kid and whatnot, do you think that that student should be back in that classroom with that teacher, or do you think they should just move the kid into a different classroom?
No, that's what I'm saying. The kid go. The kid,
Got
he
you.
might want to look for a new school. Because I'm a listen, I'm you know our kids are mean. I'm clowning that nigga every day. Be like, don't let me go get Mr. Mamadou on your ass. I don't know what his name is, but I'm gonna go with that one. Shit.
Got you. And yeah, we'll go ahead and move on to the next one. I look right past.
God is great.
Is it that simple?
God is great. Don't get no simpler than that, bro.
Did you know that? I mean, I know that, but the way you know it now, did you know it before that incident took place?
You can know it all you want, but until you got to pick up that cross that you can't carry, and he.
All right, so for the people that are listening, right, and can't see it, so it says single mom life. And there's this young lady, she's got a kid with a stroller, and there's a set of stairs there they have to carry. She has to carry the kids down a step. And there's a man, a security guard, standing by an ATM machine. And on the post, she put, "I definitely needed help, LOL, but these are the men of the world, and wonder why your mama went through it. God knew you won't be worth. They said you weren't gonna be worth a damn." All right. So I leave this to my distinguished panel. Right? Is she valid, or does she need to get the fuck out of here?
She needs to get the fuck out of here. She needs to get all the way the fuck out of here. I know I always use that all the way, all of, but she needs to get all the way the fuck out of here. That man is not obligated to do shit. No, I just can't stop laughing the way he leaned up with that ATM. She went and set her phone up. He's like, let me get a nice pose. I just motherfucker. My man leaned up against that motherfucking ATM chilling. Like, hey, he's not obligated. He's not obligated. Where's that nigga that put that baby up in you? Where he at? Fuck out of here.
Well, it ain't
Y'all
just
want pity and
so
shit. Fuck out of here.
she need to get the fuck out of here. But I'm gonna add a little bit more to it, right? One, everybody talk about how men are scary and men are creepy and they do all these other things, right? Why would me as a man, if I know how women feel, why would I volunteer to carry your kid down a set of stairs? I think that's weird behavior. If a man walk up to you and ask you, like, hey, you want me to help you carry your kid, stroller down the stairs? I think that's a weird look. I mean, me personally. Secondly, like you were saying, he got a daddy that you or him chose. Well, that y'all made a decision, right? A business decision, or y'all made a business decision that y'all weren't gonna be together. That these two men that are walking by, watching you set up a camera so you can walk down the stairs and you can say that they're not worth a damn. Yeah, nah, you gotta get all the way the fuck out of here.
No, I still can't stop. It's just a lean on the fucking machine for me, man. That shit crazy. But that's what I'm saying. Listen, no, on some real shit though. You want me to break my back picking your fucking kid up, taking him down the stairs. But you wouldn't let me break my back up picking your ass up that same night. I bet you it wouldn't have happened. Fuck out of here. I ain't. She need to get the fuck out of here. I'd
No,
have been like, I'll take that kid down the stairs if you let me smash. Shit.
I'm glad you mentioned that, right? So we are still in the battle the fuck out of here segment, but I'm gonna play this video for you and I'm gonna see how you feel about this situation, right? I'm glad you actually mentioned that because I forgot I had this
Oh man, lean though.
one.
Diabolical.
All right.
That's just diabolical.
I know
He
you
like
wanted
set
to
that
talk
shit
to
up.
somebody. They can't make it out until next Monday. They're busy, the company that I'm
You by
going through.
yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only two houses up.
What are you gonna do for me?
I
Like,
don't
you're
know. I mean, I
out.
just moved here. I mean, do you want to maybe take me around and show me around sometime? I mean, you're not a bad looking guy, right?
Like, maybe we can just go here and just hook up, watch a movie.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine with
Don't
me.
want to beat around the bush.
Yeah. That's cool. I got my shows coming on all week, so that really honestly means a lot to me.
Well, my name is Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
It's really nice to meet you
Nice to
on
meet you
these
too.
terms. I'm glad
Yeah.
I could help you out.
Do
And I'm
you have
glad.
any kids? I have kids.
Yeah, I got a son and a
Oh,
daughter.
I have a daughter. Well, she's not a kid anymore. She's 18.
All right, so this lady needed Wi-Fi. She came and made a business transaction. Are they valid or they need to get the fuck out of here?
Ooh, they valid. I mean, it's valid. I'm about to sell my house and move to a trailer park. I need to be shooting fishes in barrels like that and shit for a while. Listen, for a month, you can have a whole month. Every month, you got to pay your dues and shit. Just like I got to pay my bills, you just come over and pay your dues. Hey, I mean, they're valid. It's two grown adults consenting over some Wi-Fi. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. I
Exactly.
don't think.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's two consenting adults. They, well, she already was kind of feeling him when he came to the door. She said, you're not half bad looking. And he just said, hey, why are we beating around the bush? You can just come in here, let me get some, and you can get the Wi-Fi.
Right. No, at first she was trying, she's like, maybe you can tell I just moved there, maybe you can show me around. He's like, you want to just hook up? Hey, listen, let's knock this shit out, man. I mean, I ain't got time to be taking you to fucking Waffle House. Cause they clearly, I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming it's a trailer park because she looked like she lives in a trailer park.
Well, no, to
I don't
be
know.
fair though, I understand why she didn't go the route of just saying, hey, I'll smash with a Wi-Fi, because then it look away. It might scare some dude away. So you kind of have to let him chase him just a little bit. And he'd be like, nah, let's not beat around the bush. Let's just go ahead and let's do this thing. And the fact that he did it, because I think she was already open to it when he opened the door. But You know, she just, he sealed the deal. And, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. He took the shot, he succeeded, and now they chilling. They battle. All right, I got one more, and then that'll conclude our Battle the Fuck Out of Here segment.
What the fuck are you thinking? Boy, this shit over with. Man, you don't remember them Zoom calls that was all over the internet? The Zoom calls when we was going to court them first few times? On Zoom. Before we made it to the courtroom, we was on Zoom. When we was going for buns and shit. Man, you don't remember me asking that nigga on the Zoom? We don't even supposed to talk. I broke the law. I'm on the Zoom. I said, Gunner. You look at me on the Zoom. I said, you good? Cheering up, nigga. You good? He say, yeah. Some shit. I forgot what he said, but he just the energy was just down. Not even on no bullshit, no fun shit in that. Like the energy was that down. Yeah. So it just automatically made me start thinking, like, little bro, you good? I'm not saying that you know rat. And then at that point, I'm just like, nigga, what you going through? You good? And that's why, because I'm a big brother to these niggas. So that's why I do shit like head up. When we on these calls. When we in this courtroom, man, head up, chin up. Fuck that, nigga. If we go to prison for the rest of our life, whoop dee doo. We go to prison, nigga.
All right, so I'm gonna stop it right there. All right, that was a 3 hour long video, 3 hour long interview. All right, and he was just explaining why, you know, him and Gunna have issues. But I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna say this right here. And this is why I don't hang out with people no more, right? If I get in the car and you say whoop dee doo, we go to prison for life, yeah, you might well go ahead and let me out. Immediately. Like, I ain't even thinking twice. You got a whoop-de-doo mentality? You got a whoop-de-doo my ass about that car. Because if they pick my ass up and they talking about we about to spend life in prison for some shit I ain't do, all because I wanted to hang around y'all, or whoop-de-doo, y'all going to jail for life because I'm flipping. It ain't happening. Whoop-de-doo. I understand living by street code.
That's a crazy thing, man. You know, now I'm just saying, man, I remember going back home to Philly, man, like always going back to the same shit I started out with. That's crazy how that ties back in. But that's how motherfuckers be, man. Like, I was the only motherfucker that made it out of my group of people that I used to hang out with. I didn't go to jail. These motherfuckers still be making runs, right? They be like, yo, drive for us, right? And I used to do it. And then when I got to a certain position in my job that I'm currently at, I was like, I ain't risking my life for these niggas. So I try not to go to Philly. If I have to go to Philly, I kind of like creep in there, see who I need to see, bounce, right? And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They can say I'm acting new. I don't give a fuck. Because I ain't going to live... It's gonna be whoop-de-doo because that's exactly what it's gonna be like. Come on, man, hold it down, dog. If you get caught, so what? We all got locked up now. Like, nah, y'all good. I'm out.
Yeah, when you subscribe to the street life, you subscribe to a certain code, right? Just quick backstory on what it is that I heard, I took away from that interview. So I guess Gunna, his dad was Young Thug's like big homie. And before he died, he said, you know, look out for my son. And that's what he was doing. I don't think Gunna was a street dude like that from the get-go. And he even asked, he addressed the situation. You know, when he took the plea that he took, he didn't think that it was going to affect Young Thug and them. And, you know, he took the plea. Young Thug was mad because, you know, you're supposed to reach out to me before you take this plea so that we can all, like, it's just a bunch of other stuff. He's upset with Gunna, and I understand it, but nah, bro. If I'm not out there, if I'm not committing them crimes, if I'm here just strictly rapping, and y'all doing this shit, and I get wrapped up in this shit, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not about to sit here and do all this time with a bunch of crimes that I didn't necessarily commit. But that's why also I'm not a street dude, and that's why I don't live a street life. That's why I'm where I'm at. I don't think, I think, unfortunately, Young Thug, you got to get the fuck out of here. Right? I don't think any of that stuff is valid.
Yeah. I mean, I concur. I mean, chin up. I'm in that motherfucker like this. Like, I'm like, judge, I wasn't there. I ain't do nothing. That's all them. Nah.
Got you.
Man, you get to a certain point in your life, man. Fuck that shit, man. The street life is for young. It's a young kid sport, all right? It's a young kid sport. You get into it, see if you can handle it. It's going to beat you up. You get out of it. It's just like football. You don't see old motherfuckers playing football. Go play some golf, man. Get out that street life. It's a young man sport.
All right, let me ask you this, right? Because I know you're aware of it. All right, the Charlie Kirk situation, right? So for anybody that's not aware, all right, Charlie Kirk was shot at a college in Utah, right in the side of his head. And, you know, he died almost immediately. Well, I'm not going to say almost immediately. I think they said they had a pulse at some point, and then he ended up dying. And as of right now, there's a lot of back and forth on the internet. A lot of people are pretty much glad. Well, they're not glad, but they don't really feel bad for him. I'm going to say this first and foremost. It's just whenever you see loss of human life on TV, I think it's unfortunate because it's just in your last final moment, everybody is seeing this happen to you. And, you know, your kids, your family, your wife, your mom, your dad, all of these people are seeing this thing happen in real time. And, you know, it's not really a dignified death. And I know even if I don't necessarily agree with all his viewpoints, which I'm honestly sick of kind of doing that too, because as a grown adult, I don't feel like any grown adult is going to agree with everything that anybody has to say, right? All I'm going to say is rest in peace to that man, because nobody should be killed in that fashion, especially just for stating their opinions. I understand where the hurt side that a lot of people have, they believe that the rhetoric that he was pushing is something that is designed to stomp on people that look like me. But I'm still going to extend the grace. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on it, man.
This is your platform, man. I'm going to leave it alone. I take it not as yours. I'll leave it alone. Leave it alone. Gotcha. I mean, that should say enough right there, right?
Yep, I got you.
So.
All right, what you got to say to the people there, brother man?
My lovely, lovely, lovely people, right? Again, we just going to take it full back, man. Like, choose your friends wisely. That's it. I'm going to leave it like that. I just wanted to drive that home, right? Same thing can happen. We just talked about this on multiple occasions. You can get shot for the shit that your friends do, right? And I don't want to harp on it, man, because I'm going to go on forever. And also, man, like, listen, if you have kids, that's your fucking kids. Don't expect nobody else to do shit for your kids, right? It's first and foremost yours. If somebody do help, thank them for it. Right, and that's all you can do, and that's all I got for you. All right,
got you. All right, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you for showing up. I want to say thank you to everybody that is a part of this podcast. Thank you to Pat, thank you to the wife, thank you to my children. All right, I also want to say if you have watched it up to this point, I want to say thank you. Now, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. If you had any issues with anything that we were talking about, by all means, leave it in the comments. Right. We love to see that type of stuff, and we love to respond to y'all. Lastly, kids and dogs are very similar, right? And what I mean by that is not everybody is excited to see your kids. Not everybody is excited to see your dogs or your animals in general, right? Right? We don't all think your animals or your kids are these super cute people that we just have to, like, be around, right? So you can't expect people to want to pick up your kid at a McDonald's, after you done set up a camera to make it look like all men ain't shit. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We up. Peace.